This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. While advocating gutting health care protection for millions, Tom Price, director of HHS, took 5 privately chartered flights rather than the cheaper commercial airlines in the last week alone, costing $60,000. Amazon says it will fix the fact that its algorithm suggests what customers should buy in making bombs by saying people who buy one ingredient usually buy these other ingredients as well. More than 7 years after the recession ended and the job market began to bounce back, only 60% of Americans over the age of 16 are working, about 2.5 percentage points fewer than just before the economy dipped. Over the last 5 years, the percentage of businesses with under 50 workers offering health care coverage has fallen from 59% to 50%. In 2001, two-thirds of those employers offered benefits. Only 17% of Americans imagine that they will be able to afford to stop working someday. Facebook claims it's going to turn over information on thousands of accounts to congressional committees. The Facebook security chief said recently that the company shuts down 1 million user accounts every day for violating Facebook community standards. Italy's birth rate is the lowest in Europe, and unemployment among young adults there is about 35%. The average tax rate for the top 1% of taxpayers in the U.S. is 27% of their adjusted gross income. It's about 24% for the super rich in the 0.001% bracket. The top 1% paid 39.5% of the total income tax collected. The top 10%, people who earn upward to $133,000 per year, pay 70% of the total tax collected. The rant and profanity from the CEO of KB Homes in Los Angeles to his comedian neighbor, Kathy Griffin, is going to cost him millions after the board of KB Homes penalized him by denying 25% of his 2017 bonus for hurting the image and brand of the company. Reid Hoffman, a founder of LinkedIn, and Mark Pincus, a founder of Zynga, have launched a political organization called Win the Future, or hashtag WTF, with Adam Warbach, a former president of the Sierra Club. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.